do the roll call. Commissioner Lowe's?
Present.
Commissioner Graham?
Present.
Commissioner Brangle? Commissioner Chapunkar? Commissioner Walfelt? Commissioner Preston? Chairman Brown?
Present.
Public comment, we didn't receive any, and there's nobody in the audience here or on Zoom. We'll just look for a motion to approve the minutes of March 2nd.
I approve to approve the meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Passes.
Great. So Chamber of Commerce update, Liz, I just wanted to make sure kind of defer to you a little bit, but let me just set it up, this coach. One of the things that we're trying to do is to make sure that we are concentrating on not only how we are helping the, trying to make sure we are providing information to possible commercial businesses that want to come into the area, but also helping the ones that we have. So tough in this industry, but I have some ideas, and I want to just, I can defer a little bit. So I think the best place to start is if any news from the chamber.
I think there's a little button there on the.
You mean above and beyond what's in the report?
No, that's in terms of if there's anything you in particular you want to bring up. I know that we recently approved the allowance of River Forest will be subsidizing any new businesses that want to become a part of the chamber.
Yep.
So we're hoping that that should spur on some involvement, in local businesses in the chamber. So
yeah. So, I mean, the summary that I put together here was just because it's the first time we've done it.
Yep.
I just wanted to give Mitty and anybody else who sees this report a real, just a flavor for the sort of work that we do and the kind of ways that we're trying to connect people and bring them together. So, you know, the speed networking that was there and then the health and wellness networking that we did, specifically with regards to River Forest. Those are the first four kind of images that we'll use as part of the marketing campaign. I think it's kind of easy to manage things if we have a really clear start date. So, we got approval from Lisa and Brian, maybe a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
After they had looked through all of the creative, they put it past Kathy Aducey as well, just to make sure everybody was on the same page, so nobody would be surprised when they saw it on our marketing or in the village. So we kind of arbitrarily allocated or designated May 1st to be the, when we start our marketing campaign. This will be including direct outreach to existing businesses in River Forest, and then it will, I was building one of our web pages just this morning so that there'll be a landing page for people to go to get more information, and then it'll just start to dribble out consistently for the rest of the year through our newsletters, through our social media. Hopefully it'll be through the Village's newsletter and social media as well, because I think this is a marketing campaign to businesses to get them involved, but it's also to make sure that businesses know River Forest is supporting them, but it's also the citizens of River Forest to know that the village is out there supporting the businesses. So I think it needs to sort of do two or three or four things at the same time.
That's great. I know we have a list of all the businesses that we have, obviously, in the community. One of the things we weren't sure about is if our newsletter that we do try to highlight local businesses, and if we know that we're reaching all those businesses with that newsletter. I don't know if that's something we even have eyes on. Brian didn't seem to know. So,
no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think we know.
Yeah.
Do you mean the newsletter that the Village of River Forest sent?
Right. I mean, it just seems like we have a bunch of, we have content, and the question is it, are we making sure that it reaches those businesses?
I think that's the important reason why we need to use as many marketing channels as we can.
Yeah.
You know, just
to hopefully capture it.
That's exactly it. I mean, even if it doesn't, if the Village of River Forest newsletter doesn't get in front of a business, you might read it living in River Forest, and you might know the business owner and say, hey, did you know you can get this?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it would probably be a great idea for us to put it into the Wednesday Journal as well, because, again, you never know who reads what and who knows whom. But our marketing will be direct outreach. We have got a group of board members who will be looking to other chamber members who want to get out there and meet people, and we will embark on a campaign to meet health and wellness businesses on North Avenue specifically, because we have a very robust health and wellness program through the chamber. We will be reaching out, probably our plan is by phone, to home-based businesses, simply because so much email these days, and, you know, mm-hmm. something that says in the tagline, free this, people just don't believe it. They're like, you know, delete.
Right.
So we've kind of divided up the village businesses by business sector, and we're just targeting them one by one. You know, one staff member will be reaching out to restaurants in the community, because we have a very active takeout lunch program, and so it would make sense for him to, you know, reach out to them. All people need to do is take the time to get on the website and join. They just click a button that, once they've got all their information in there, is literally a button that says, do you want to pay by credit card or do you want us to invoice you? They just have to say, invoice me. And then when our admin person, our office manager, gets the application, sees it's in River Forest, we will just automatically approve it. The invoice gets taken care of, and they've joined the chamber right there for free, nothing.
That's awesome.
And then immediately a restaurant, for example, could then get onto our list of, you know, where are we going to take the chamber for lunch next? And then that's when the marketing and the everything.
That's great. It's a great step.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And we'll watch the numbers. We'll track progress. We'll see if it works. You know, see if people want this service.
We need to tweak it. We can.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you reach out to these? Mail them or?
Well, right. So we find it's going to be different for every business sector. So emailing a restaurant owner, you'll never get through. I mean, you just will not get through. Same, you know, home-based businesses, email often is a little bit better because they're, you know, I don't want to say they're less busy, but they're more focused on the information that comes in through
even
their email.
Even from the computer, too.
That's exactly
the restaurant owner.
Right.
I'll give 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I can tell you it's tough. I mean, business owners get so much mail. And it's cost of the postage and things like that.
It's
on the chamber. I mean, the chamber, I don't mean to say it's like that, but
yeah.
You know, they're doing the outreach,
yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, or if the village decides they want to send that by snail mail, then absolutely they could. But we probably wouldn't. I wouldn't see it as a good investment of our dollars. No, I mean, we have people, you know, currently in the chamber, we have about 450 members. And you're always going to have members who build their business by meeting people face-to-face. And what we provide is the opportunity for those members to be able to do that, but without it being a cold call. You know, I sell insurance.
Mm.
I need to meet all of you. Well, if I'm suddenly meeting you because I'm an ambassador of the chamber, I'm here to tell you, River Forest businesses, four of you, you can join the chamber for free. This is how great it'll be. And if you had any more questions, here's my business card. So do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's a networking opportunity. So, you know, we always have members who are looking for opportunities like that. You know, people who need to touch base with health and wellness businesses. You know, they're willing to be chamber ambassadors and go and meet four or five people in an afternoon and just talk about the program. That's where the sort of area we're going to be focusing on. And all we can do is see how it works.
We have metrics on how we're going to track it. I mean, is it just a simple matter of new members? I mean,
yeah.
It could be. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way we can track
yeah.
it is clearly track, you know, how much outreach we've done. And
yeah.
I don't know if that'll be like how many hours of outreach.
Yeah,
or,
no.
You know,
difficult to us.
And it's not necessarily that qualitative. You know, I might spend
no.
5 minutes with you and it just came at
totally.
The right time.
Totally.
Or I could spend an hour with you and you never
no.
join.
Yeah, welcome to sales.
Right, that's exactly it. So, I mean, I think the best metric is how many people actually take us up on the offer.
Well, it would be great if we could have some sort of, you know, on a monthly basis
yeah.
when we meet, just kind of see how it works and,
yeah.
and then tweak it if we need to.
Absolutely.
Because, I think it's great on a lot of different fronts.
But I would, I mean, what I would ask of this group is, yes, theoretically, everybody here lives in River Forest. Is
yeah.
that correct? I mean, I assume, therefore, that you know people who know people. Just spread the word,
yeah.
you know. A lot of times, it's that trusted advice from people that, you know, this isn't a sham. No, this isn't trying to get free money out of
totally.
You. This isn't, the, you know, like, this is the real deal. This is help from the village coming to you for free.
Do
you
we
know?
Have social media on it? I mean, is there a Facebook? I mean, is there...
All
like
of
that?
those
Sorry.
Square images were
yeah.
all designed to go into social media.
Okay. So if we go on the Chamber Facebook, I'm just thinking of things we could share.
Yeah. So it's not there yet,
okay.
but it will be there shortly.
May 1st. Or, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be there shortly. And what will happen is every post will tag the Village of River Forest. I mean, I'm more than happy if people want me to let the committee know when posts might be there or if you, you know.
There's a shareable thing.
Sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to jump on the page and see it
yeah.
and share it. I mean, and that's going to be one of the best ways for us to just get the word out there.
Yeah.
You know, if we can get the staff here in Village Hall when a new, you know, if somebody comes to pay their business license.
Right.
I mean, if we can put a business, if you're sending out a hard copy business license renewal, if we can put a little.
Can we do. I know you got a ton of stuff there already,
mm-hmm.
but if we did something when people do anything
yeah.
at the.
I mean, I can always design a sort of, you know, 2 by 2 foot by 3 foot poster, you know, 24 by 36 poster. I can design if you guys can get it printed. You could always put an easel upstairs. Again, it's always about yes, we want to give the businesses this opportunity, but it's also about. Everybody at the village knowing that
right.
we're giving the opportunity,
yeah.
right? And everybody who comes in for paying their parking ticket or whatever, they see it as well, right? So it's that constant. And what we've got is we've still got the rest of the whole year to be marketing this. So that one poster can travel around. I mean, you can
yeah.
pop it in here for a board meeting. You can, you know what I mean? It can go places and do things. We can design, can take that artwork and like pop it onto a poster or
yeah.
anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty easy.
I think
yeah.
we kind of have a captive audience with businesses and residents, maybe more so than the chamber does, just because people are required to come here in some instances. So
yeah.
I think it makes sense to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Tell the people, I can't forget her name, but, you know, who's ever at the front, or maybe just mention it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just, you know, easy thing to do. And coming from the village, not in social media form, probably adds a little bit of legitimacy to it.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're right. People are wary of free stuff. Isn't that weird? Someone told
they
me
are.
I always charge at least $5. For
yeah, they are. And I mean, we can always, you know, Matthew, I can always, you know, send you something that you could, you know, print and just cut into four. And if the person at the front desk just needs to be like, hey, this is real. Here's your piece of paper.
Sure.
Go do this. It's just a stack that they hold there. Then, I mean, you know, we can do all of that kind of stuff. We just use the same artwork and we just farm it out in all the different ways. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
But, you know, the more we can be creative about how to get the word out, the more successful this will be. And the more the businesses here will feel that they're being supported by the village. I think that's really the big marketing message here.
I agree. I mean, hopefully it helps with the networking.
Yeah.
You know what
oh,
I mean?
Absolutely.
Obviously, but yeah, in a worst case scenario, they realize that, like, hey, we're trying some things here.
Trying,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah I mean.
Better than nothing.
That's interesting. You said when the village says that they think it's legitimate, when somebody.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more so than social media. You know, people are pretty wary of social media these days with free this or that, you know. That's great. The other thing, this is part of a longer project of the committees and the village, but what I'd really like to do is to figure out what retail spaces are available in the village at any given time. Have some sort of database that we could share with brokers. One of the things I'd like to do is I'd like to work more with brokers and have a better relationship with other outlets, you know, like Wally, people just like Wally, quite frankly, on the retail side and on the development side. I'd like to be able to send them something that says, here's all the spaces that, you know, because we're going to have a pretty neat, what would you call what House was putting together? Online system.
Interactive database?
An interactive database, yeah. That's going to have, you know, a 3D model of the Village of River Forest. and this is going to be pretty, you'll be able to put any information you want into any property on there. It'll just be like adding items to an Excel spread. It will live there and you can change it, do what you need. What I'd like to be able to do, and this, that has the capability to do it, is to be able to understand what retail spaces are available in the village at any given time, so that we're able to provide anyone who'd be interested in it information on what the property looks like, you know, what the real estate taxes are, what the possible rent is, you know, things of this nature. We shouldn't have very many vacancies. It should be pretty easy to, but if we had something that was that we could provide other people, I think that would be the flip side of helping the small businesses, is to find a way that we could bring in more businesses. I'm not going to say better businesses, but, you know, people that have options, I'd like them to choose River Forest. And I think, you know, more businesses help the existing businesses.
Are you talking about new businesses?
I'm looking to be able to provide, it could be new. I'd like to have some sort of database where we're able to provide anyone who'd be looking for it. I'm thinking brokers who have a client that's looking for a commercial.
Sure.
If they were to come to River Forest, we'd have nothing that we could provide them.
Yeah.
We would just be like, oh, well, we think there's a spot here, a spot there. You know, they're driving around. It'd be very nice, and I think it's capable. We could talk with John to have something where we could draw it from the interactive database that he has, that would show what the available retail space is in the area. We just don't have
it. Did that project not get approved?
No, it's we're heading in the right direction.
Oh, we are. Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
It will absolutely do what you're talking about.
Yeah. So that would be, I think, great. Right now, we don't have any of that.
Yeah. I'm wondering if in the interim, I'm wondering what you think about marketing. Just as part of, you know, Matthew, you're continuing to communicate with businesses. You know, we can certainly be part of this marketing of this message. If you say to existing businesses, hey, are you looking to grow? You know, at-home businesses, are you looking to get your own office? You know what? Did you know that there's an EDC in River Forest? Did you know that there's expertise at your, you know, that people could come to you?
The problem is, we don't have the information.
Well, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, if they were to come to us, we'd be like, well, we don't know.
I don't know. Right. And you're right. That's exactly it. I guess I was seeing it more as, hey, people could contact the EDC for information. But you're right. We don't even know.
We don't have it right
now. We don't have it yet.
So these are some of the things that hopefully we can implement. This is not a quick fix. You know, we're all volunteers here. I mean, this is, we have other things. But this is something that hopefully the next few years, you know, when we have this implemented with House and Levine, that goes through, which it should, I think. Some of the information I'd like to provide others.
Do we have timing on when that database might be available or approved?
They were going back and forth. I know John, it was in John's court, right?
Correct, yeah. I don't have any updated timeline on that at this time.
I would think it would be in the next month. or so. We were all gung-ho, and then I think some people took some time off, and I think John had another project, but I think it was also understanding where it comes from in the budget and to make sure that it makes sense. You know, we need to see the final numbers so that we can opine on it and then make any recommendation that we need to the board. I don't know how the payment's going to be structured of it. Possible that it's not that big of a number that it needs to be fully, you know, I just don't know. So more to come.
Okay.
But I know Brian and John are both want to do it. So.
Okay. And then not anything that we would assist with in terms of helping with follow-up or anything like that. It's moving as fast as it can move. It sounds.
Yeah. I would like it to move faster though, but I think Brian would too. So I think maybe I'll text John and bug him.
Yeah, staff can be the ones to try and push that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're okay from the commission standpoint. There's nothing we can do at this point.
Got it.
So that actually kind of hammers out five too. But I don't know, before we move on officially to five, was there any other thing from the chamber?
Everything.
I think that we kind of went over five a little bit as well. You know, I think that the key is we're reaching out to businesses. You know, and we need to put something together that we can provide to brokers and other business owners. Usually it's better to go through a broker because most business owners would go through a broker if they're looking for space. I'm sure we all have some people, but it'd be great if we could provide something so that we could hand to them and say, here's all the spots. Maybe it works for someone. I think we need to work with professionals when we're trying to do things. We're all volunteers here. Brian and Matt, they're just two people. We could, if we have items that we can share that are well put together, well thought out, that are easy to understand, that we can provide to a number of different people on a regular basis. We could just shoot it out to them. Here's what's available in River Forest at any given time. You know, we drop this on a quarterly to all the brokers that we know. They're going to have someone that's looking for space, and, you know, hopefully they'll choose River Forest. But we have to be more proactive when it comes to some of this stuff. And we should work with professionals, is my opinion. Any other comment on five?
And is Brian and proposal and bring it here, and then we vote on the proposal and then send it on to the board? Or to the board?
It depends on the dollar amount. And are you speaking of that would be how it works, depending on the dollar amount.
Okay.
You know, we'd look at some proposal that he's put together to do a certain amount of work. We'd want to understand the costs associated with it and things of that nature. But Brian has leeway as well on what he spent money on. He doesn't have to come to the board for everything. So the question is, and we also have a TIF. So the question is, you know, if it's involved with the TIF, we probably have to opine on it. But there's certain dollar limits that we have to look at something, and the board has to. And I don't know what that number is. I probably shouldn't even.
So generally, the village purchasing policy, anything over $20,000 would need to be approved by the board. And there are certain expectations that it might be village would need to get proposals or bids for certain projects. There's some leeway on that case if there's a expert in some professional service or familiarity or things like that, that can be waived. But that's the general policy for that decision. If there's ways that we can, you know, phase in a project like that, there might be ways to.
Talking about money, regarding TIF, the Madison Avenue TIF is not well funded right now, as far as I know, right? I mean, money is going in, but it's not village had to borrow some money to put the TIP in place. My question is, what is the creative limit that the village could put into TIP development on Madison? In other words, how much money can the village throw in potentially? Not suggesting that the village do it, but what are the limits that are available to the village?
Yeah, and then we'll just move on to six with that. That's a good question.
I mean, talk about with various possible developers.
Yeah.
And I'm sure anyone that's significant is going to come in and say, well, how's your checkbook? What can you do for us?
Yep.
We should know what, you don't start the discussion unless you know where you're at.
I couldn't agree more. I think what I've asked from Brian and Matt is, it doesn't have to be too fancy, but we need to have like at least something that we can provide, a bullet point, six bullet points, a half a page, something like this that states, here's the property, here's what we're looking at, here's what we can do, whether it be through acquiring other properties, whatever it is, whether it be for tax rebates, whatever it is.
Build-outs, whatever.
Build-outs, yeah. I mean, anything, easements, whatever the case is, here's what we can do. And then we need to be able to provide that to, developers, but, also real estate brokers that work with developers so that we are going to market with a well-thought-out plan that shows exactly what wherewithal we have. I don't know if we have that right now, and I don't think we do.
Well, I know that the village borrowed off its general fund to implement the TIP. That was a while ago. So now, where are we at?
Yeah, Bob, I think it's a great question.
I mean, otherwise, you would be negotiating with people and you don't know what your checkbook is.
Well, right. And so there's a few other things, too. We also don't know. I mean, one of the reasons that we're looking to review the zoning is that we do zoning alterations. I can't think of the word right now. I'm sorry. It's been a long
variations.
Time. Variations on every project that we do. Well, what's the point of having a zoning variation if you're going to, zoning plan, if you're going to do variations on every project? It doesn't make much sense. So right now, if we went to a developer, we would actually have to say, yeah, but don't worry about it. We'll get the variation on this. Well, that's silly. So one of the things that we're doing is, and it does kind of wrap back into the whole thing with House Hill, fortunately, unfortunately, is that we need to look to rezone some of the commercial districts that we have because we're doing variants on everything. So if we were able to do this, part of that should be we should be able to go to a developer right now and say, unequivocally, this is what we can do on this property. This is, and more creatively, here's what we want to do. Here's some of the things, but here's what we can do. We can't do that right now. So if we go to any developer, let alone any, broker that's going to be shipping it out, what are they shipping it? They don't know. They don't know what they can do. So they have to be the creative ones, and that's just not the way this should work, in my mind. So this just one thing we should know about. We should know about, we don't even know, quite frankly, what we'd allow from the zoning perspective, how many stories we'd go, what kind of setbacks we'd have, all those things. We don't have it. And that's got to change because it doesn't, we'll be sitting on empty properties or we'll be having local developers like we have at Lake and Lathrop, which I'm glad they're doing. It's going to be a great project. I'm all for it. But we should be having a wider array of developers that are looking at deals locally at any given time. So we need to have all this information so that we're able to go to, instead of the five developers that happen to live in River Forest, 500 that live in the city of Chicago or elsewhere. We just don't have that right now. Sorry, that didn't mean to. It was a long answer to the question, but to answer your specific question, is that something we could probably maybe?
I also don't think even modifying zoning right now, you're never going to be able to modify it 100%. And that's why every new plan development has always got a setback, a height, a parking, a traffic issue. There's some things that are just it's just given that that's always part of the program.
Well, right now our parking is something ridiculous, and I don't have the numbers in front of me. It's something like it's like 2-to-1 for units, and we allow a variance on every single one of that to like 1-to-1 or 1.1 or something like that. I apologize. I don't have the numbers in front of me. That's one where if we're allowing a variance on every single project, we should at least fix that. You know, some of the other things, you know.
That's also dependent. Let's say somebody has a sit-down restaurant. That's a no-no on parking because it eats up too much versus a retail in and out or a fast food or something, you know, where you're in and out. I don't think you can codify it to say this is it and it's going to work for everybody. I think we're stuck with a planned development. You can improve it.
We can improve it.
I'll grant that.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. There's still going to be variances. That's the nature of development. But right now we're doing variances on everything. You know what I mean? We're going to people with very little idea of what we can do. So that's one of the things. I think Brian realizes that. I certainly realize that. That's one of the things that we need to change. I mean, and we have to look at, you know, I want to get things done tomorrow. But we have to look at, you know, the Village River Forest has been here for many years. It's going to be here well after we're gone. We just need to make sure we do this right so that future developments and future commissioners and committees have something they can work with. Yeah. So it's a lot. But I think the first thing first is to work with House Hill and Levine, or I shouldn't just say them, whomever can do the work to get this in place so that we can look at changing the zoning. You know, on top of changing the zoning, one of the things that they're going to be able to do is they're going to be able to provide developers are going to be able to provide information that will show exactly what their property will look like on any given site that we choose. That'll be on a case-by-case basis. That's not what we're looking at doing right up front, but it's something where a developer, let's just take Madison Avenue, for instance, they'll be able to provide us information. It costs money. The developer have to do this, but instead of having architectural plans, look, that costs money too. Instead of doing all that, and that's just a dead piece of paper, they're going to be able to provide us with a file that we can upload so we can see what their concept of that building will be on that property. And if we want to change it to 5 stories, it's a couple clicks of a button. It goes 5 stories. If you want to do it where there's green shutters instead of red, you know, anything, and you'll actually be able to walk around that property and look at what it looks like. You'll be able to say on June 25th, 7 p.m., where's the shadow, right? So all these things that people are curious about when we have these town halls, when a development comes in, they'll be able to have a link and you'll be able to walk through the area. That's sort of the next step on the project that we're doing, but that'll be something that we're laying the groundwork for now. Ideally, in let's call it 2 years, we'll be able to, any development area we have will be set up that a developer will be able to provide this information, give us their concept. And ideally, we'd be sending this out to not just local developers, but all kinds of people. It's going to take a while, but that's the plan. On top of that, we'd be able to tell them, you know, where we have money, what we can spend, all those other things. We don't have it right now. Maybe I'm wrong in the TIF.
As far as the financing, yeah. I don't have that information. I will try to get it. That is a good. It will be very important for anything that goes there.
I don't need an absolute number. I need a range.
Sure.
Or,
yeah.
What can we do? Right. What's the possibilities and an idea for conversation at least?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
And as far as information or kind of marketing tools, we have a PDF on the website. It's kind of wordy and it's more general summary of the opportunity, I don't think that's necessarily going to attract interest from broker developers. So I think that's something Brian and I were talking about after we were reading through it. It's useful background, but in terms of going out to those that do this, I think we'll need to improve that product.
And I have a friend who owes me a favor. Why don't we try to sit with some people, try to say, what do they see? Because we're not developers. I mean, we have an idea of what they would do, but why don't we see what, I mean, I know what an offering memo looks like, right? But we don't even have that much information yet, item that. So we'll have a conversation on this and keep that moving forward. And I'd like to have that for every piece of property that we have possible for development. We got a lot there, boy. We got a lot to do. That's really all I have on. We didn't put in here individual updates. We can go over them though. Obviously Lake and Lathrop construction starting
slowly.
Please,
stone by stone.
Make sure that Commissioner Graham injected slowly. I love that. Yes. They have to put the sign out front that says construction's under process so that you know. But it is moving. And
Well, the porta potties are there.
Yeah.
They've been there for a while.
And they threw a backhoe in there. That's an old trick. Put a backhoe in the construction zone so that they know construction's happening.
Well, and they put up all the security fencing, construction fencing yesterday. You block off some traffic.
Sure to block the sidewalk, so we got those
concerns. Yeah. You know, it gets some block traffic during school drop-off hours. That's some good impact as well, right?
Right. But they, it's been funded. You know, the construction loan's been funded. We should see more. It's been a horrible weather. I mean, I have a lot of people doing development right now. It's not been the greatest.
I wish we had more updates. I think a lot of this will start moving forward at a faster pace once we start the process with House Overbeek. We'll have a better understanding of what that looks like. And in the meantime, I'll stick to the agenda here. Discussion of future meeting dates and times. We put this on here because the idea is that people might be more able to join live, which is great. This is the most we've had in person. Since COVID, right?
Years?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is great. I love seeing you.
Maybe we're missing you.
Yeah. What are you doing?
She's in her pajamas.
Yeah.
Party on top. There's jammies under it.
Yeah.
Next time. I was there in person once.
I like to say for most people. Is this time still okay with people? As good as any?
I'm flexible to any time.
Yeah.
So.
I'll be 10 minutes late. I take the 5:40 train. So.
Okay. All right. We can chit-chat for 10 minutes. All right. Katie, was it okay for you to go all the way from your living room to the desk? Get here okay?
The audio went out just for 1 second,
okay.
So I missed that.
I'm sorry. 1 second.
Oh, wait.
Oh, how about now?
Yeah.
Okay. The audio went out for just 1 minute, so I missed the last thing that you were saying there. But other than that, yes. And I can absolutely be in person next time.
Awesome. Well, let's keep it as the first Wednesday of the month at 6 p.m. for now, because I know that works with other.
So that's June 1st.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. June 1st it is. If that starts to, I'm wondering about if we're missing Eric and Wally because of this. Do you have any insight on that? Why they're not here? They might be on vacation.
No, they did not.
So once maybe, would you mind? Yeah, just to make sure. Right now we'll keep it as this, but I know if we need to push it back, we could also do that. You know, people trying to get back from work, I know it can be difficult. I work from 5:00 to Thatcher, so I can always make it there. Any other business?
Did have one update on Madison Street, slight update on Madison Street. The Lutheran Child and Family Services has been before the Historical Preservation Commission. They recognize that that application is full, so that'll actually move to a public hearing for the demolition of that property in June. So that's a necessary step before demolishing that property. So it gives us a little time maybe to get some materials together, because I think once that's demolished, there'll be more attention on that site. Also, if you drive down Madison Street, you'll notice that one of the buildings that the village owns, a couple of the bricks have fallen off. Yes. The staff is monitoring that, not very appealing. So obviously it makes the demolition a little bit more pressing, but we are monitoring that so that it doesn't look any worse on that.
So the village also owns that purple house next to it, right? Next to that alley behind.
Yes. Yes, I believe there's two homes on the other side of the alley.
Are those being demolished as well, or?
I think they're leased right now. We're renting, aren't
we? Not at this time. No, I think at this point, the only thing that's moving forward would be that right on the corner there.
I think there's people in there.
We'll definitely check that.
Yeah.
Right.
What are we going to do when it's demolished? What's it going to look like? Is it just going to be fully raised construction site looking, or are we going to sod it? I mean, I don't.
Good question.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really for the commission. It's more of a curious question, though. Just something. Let's make sure we're making it look nice.
Right. Good point.
Because there's a lot of foot traffic there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And should start becoming like a
garbage
dump where you just find empty bottles and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
It would have to be fenced, otherwise it'll be
insurance. Yeah. There's all kinds of issues.
Right.
And if we fence it, let's just try to make sure it doesn't look like crap. People are still going to throw stuff over the fence. And, well, the good news is that it might spur some stuff on, but unfortunately, like I said, we don't have all the information. It's a shame. So there's more stuff we can get. We're working on it, but I think it's something we should, you know, for future agendas. It'd be nice, and I sent an email to Brian. Let's bullet point development possibilities.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that we're every month we're having to talk about, you know, what's going on at Lake and Lathrop, what's going on, you know, here, what's going on in Madison and then North Avenue. Those four should be touched on, I think.
Will do.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't think there's any reason to go to executive session. All right. We didn't talk about buying any property. No. All right. With that, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Thanks, everybody.